of the United States
First
will not
tape
forget
recorder.
You.
Overlooked.
We're listening to you.
It's Public Radio Weekend. I'm David Brown. You know that old song from Jesus Christ Superstar that used to ask the musical question, "What's the buzz? Tell me what's a-happening?" Well, the idea of our listening post segment, what we're about to do here, is drop in for a few minutes on a couple of communities around the country to find out what the buzz is there. Joining us first from Seattle, Washington, Steve Scher. He's host of KUOW's program called Weekdays. It's heard at 94.9 on the FM dial in the Emerald City. Or do they call it the Jet City these days, Steve?
That buzz you're hearing might be the sound of jets leaving. They might be saying so long for the airplane.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. According to our sources, the state legislature there has just wrapped up what's been called a special Boeing session. We've heard of special sessions of legislatures before, but this obviously has some pretty serious implications up there.
$3.2 billion in tax breaks over 20 years is the incentive package the legislature has put in front of Boeing, trying to dangle their 787 contract.
And I guess there's a lot of sort of loyalty to the Boeing brand up there.
I think it's loyalty to the Boeing brand and the Boeing paycheck.
Well, the problems in the aviation arena aren't unique to Seattle, obviously. We're joined on Listening Post today by Angie Coiro. She is the Friday Forum host on radio station KQED in San Francisco. That's on the public radio side of the dial, 88.5 FM. Hello there, Angie.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is happening up there?
Well, SFO has needed to expand to accommodate the new Boeings and anything else that comes down the line. The issue here has always been that those runways are out in a wet and shrinking bay.
Let's just back up for just a moment. You said SFO. We're talking about the big airport there in San Francisco.
San Francisco International Airport, which unfortunately over the years has garnered a reputation as one of the worst airports to fly through. And because of the location of the airport and its runways, after 5 years and $75 million, the plan to expand the runways is dead. That was announced dead by the airport officials about a week and a half ago.
Well, now, you know, something I just want to be clear about, is this a classic environment versus economic challenge? I mean, is that what it comes down to?
It's that, and it also has a twist. Mayor Willie Brown is a man who's been open about being worried about his legacy, and the San Francisco rehabilitation was, in fact, supposed to be a big part of his legacy. So there's that personal issue involved in that as well. But in terms of letting more planes in and out, it looks like he's going to have to take the loss on this one.
Mm. You were talking about legacy. I want to bring in somebody now and sort of shift gears just a bit, maybe coasts as well. We're joined by a woman who certainly has her own legacy. She's been on the air more than probably the rest of us put together. For 50 years, Maxine Humphreys has delivered the daily news on AM radio station WGRV in Greenville, Tennessee. Greenville's right there on the border between Tennessee and North Carolina. And it's been said that one out of every two radios in Greene County are tuned in to your program, Ms. Humphreys, your midday news program. Welcome to Public Radio Weekend.
Thank you so much, David.
Now, we understand that you received a report this week of something called blue mold in your county. What is blue mold, and why is that so important?
Well, blue mold is something that affects the burley tobacco crops here in Greene County. And, of course, we grow burley tobacco here, and it's the second largest producer in the state of Tennessee. And a lot of this tobacco is exported overseas for cigars and pipe tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And only one case of the blue mold that you're talking about has been located on a Greene County farm.
But once you find one, you're worried that this is going to spread.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And to eradicate this mold, they do so by using a fungicide, or they destroy the plants in the field. And if the plant bed is being invaded by this blue mold or black shank, the bed of plants is recommended that they be destroyed, which is really devastating to the farmer.
Maxine, let me ask you just in general, how plugged in do you feel folks there are to some of the issues of national concern that people there in Greene County, Tennessee, tend to want to talk a lot about?
Well, of course, a lot of it is on Medicare and Medicaid. That's really important to people here, and especially the seniors who live here in this county.
I guess they're particularly interested in that new prescription drug benefit.
Absolutely.
That the president's been
That's
called for.
That's one of the real things going right now, and we're hopeful that we can get a good prescription drug program that will help all of us.
Steve, similarly, what's the buzz up there in Seattle? What are people talking about? What are people really into?
Well, they are into this question of Boeing and jobs. I think with the dot-com crash, a lot of people in Seattle are a little bit in shock still. There were a lot of jobs, there was a lot of wealth, and it went fast. The bubble burst, and now people are looking at needing retraining, looking for new jobs. Unemployment's very high here, And that's on the top of a lot of people's minds.
Angie, what are people talking about this week? What have people been concerned about?
Well, I'm going to contribute to our reputation nationally as navel gazers, but we've been looking right at a state issue, and that's the potential recall of Governor Davis. It was considered to be a small sliver of the public that actually would take the energy to try to recall him for his whatever level of responsibility he did have for the energy crisis here and the prices we all ended up paying with the power going out regularly. And this sliver of interest has grown into a full-fledged, full-power move. This may, in fact, go to the voters, and that would be the first time in recent memory that that's happened in California.
Angie, I had heard that that was being bankrolled by the governor's potential Republican opponent.
Not only is he a potential opponent, very open about funding this. He's more than $600,000 into this campaign now to get the governor recalled. But it's also become an issue of pro-choice, because the local advocates of choice in reproduction are saying that Daryl Issa, who is funding this and is a potential candidate for governor on the next go-round, is very much anti-abortions. Look, he ran with these issues intact and he won. End of sentence.
It's fascinating to hear all these developments, and I want to thank all three of you for joining us on Listening Post today. Steve Scherr is host of KUOW's program called Weekdays. He's up in Seattle. We've also heard from Angie Coiro, who is Friday Forum host on radio station KQED in San Francisco. And Maxine Humphreys joined us from Greenville, Tennessee. She delivers the daily news on AM radio station WGRV. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm David Brown. This is Public Radio Weekend.